The Green Forum series, sponsored by St. Hilda's Anglican Church, will feature presenter Seth Klein, author of A Good War: Mobilizing Canada for the Climate Emergency, on November 25 at 7 p.m. A Good War is structured around lessons from the Second World War, the last time Canada faced an existential threat on par with today's climate crisis. Canada's wartime experience, Klein argues, provides an inspirational reminder that we have done this before. We have mobilized in common cause across class, race and gender, and entirely retooled our economy in the space of a few short years. Klein's talk, offered free of charge, will examine how faith groups can also mobilize their efforts and align their principles to make a difference. For more information about St. Hilda's Green Forum events, email greenparish@stilda.ca. A mouth-watering piece. The Sunshine Coast Film Society presents Peace by Chocolate on Thursday, December 1 at 2 p.m. at the Raven's Cry Theatre in Seashelt and on Monday, December 5 at 7:30 p.m. at the Gibson's Heritage Playhouse. Based on the heartwarming true story of the Hadhad family, refugees from Syria who arrived in Antigonish, Nova Scotia via Lebanon in 2016. This is a big-hearted film that doesn't trivialize the refugee experience. The charming young son, Tarek, dreams of becoming a doctor in Canada, while his father, Assam, Hatim Ali, in his final film, laments the bombing of the family chocolate factory in Syria. As they struggle to survive life in a new country, the opportunity arises to establish another chocolate business in Canada, and tensions arise between the goals of father and son. Memberships and tickets can be purchased in cash at the door at both theaters and also in advance online at scfs.ca. The film is rated 18+. Choirs unite for seasonal songs. The A Cappella Straight Chorale and Correlations Children's Choir, under the direction of Janice Brunson, are planning to present winter songs with special guests the Grace Notes Youth Strings under the direction of Sarah Poon. The music for this concert focuses on Christmas, winter, peace, and renewal through the new year. Genres range from Gregorian chant to winter wonderland and feature a new composition by A Cappella Straight member John Erickson. The two performances take place on December 2 at 7 p.m. at St. Hilda's Anglican Church in Seashelt, and Saturday, December 3 at 7 p.m. at St. Bartholomew's Anglican Church in Gibson's. Tickets can be purchased in advance, with cash, at Straight Music in Seashelt, or by reserving seats and paying by e-transfer via email at actstraight21@gmail.com. Tickets, $20, and free for children under 12, will also be available at the door. Masks are optional, but recommended. Unpacking the story of Vancouver. Daniel Francis is the featured writer at an upcoming event sponsored by the Literary Committee of the Sunshine Coast Arts Council. Francis was the winner of the prestigious Pierre Burton Award and has written 30 books on Canadian history from the times of the fur trade to his latest work, Becoming Vancouver, A History. According to Francis, Vancouver exists in tension between competing ideas of itself. On the one hand, it is a world-class city. On the other hand, it is a livable city, concerned about its natural setting. Daniel Francis will be reading at the Arts Centre in Seashelt, Trail and Medusa, on Saturday, December 3 at 7 p.m. Admission is by donation. Calling All Carolers. Also on December 3, the Gibson's and District Public Library invites the public to sing along with traditional Christmas carols. Lyrics will be provided and songs will be led and accompanied on keyboard. All ages, all heritages, and all voices are welcome. The in-person event takes place from 2 to 3 p.m. on a drop-in basis. Donations of food cans and jars for the Sunshine Coast Community Services Food Bank are appreciated.